This is probably the largest baptism service that we've ever had in terms of numbers of people being baptized in St. Andrews. It's a sheer delight today to have you all here. And as I say, you can do nothing wrong. If the children make a noise, don't worry. The most important thing is that you are here. Now, my daughter, who has just recently given birth to a baby, came into church yesterday and she said, "Oh, Dad, you've got a birthing pool." And in one sense, she is absolutely right. Because that's just what it is. Today, we are rebirthing children and adults, and they are beginning together the journey of faith. So this is a birthing pool today that we are going to put you in. Now, I'm going to give you five things about baptism fairly quickly, just so you get some idea of what we're doing. Are you ready for this? So first of all, I'm going to second somebody. Can you come and hold this for me? What does this say? Let me have that again.
Bury.
It says bury, nice and high. Now, did you know today in the baptism, we are going to bury the children and the adults? In one sense, we're drowning them. Because what they're doing is that they are with Christ dying and they are rising to new life in him. So literally we are burying them. And if you've been baptized, many of you perhaps don't realize the power of your baptism. Because through your baptism, all the sins that you will commit, past, present and future, have been buried. Buried in Christ. You now belong to Christ, and all your sins are forgiven. It's a wonderful gift that God gives to you through your baptism. It's all buried. So you might say to me, "Well, that might be the case, Vicar, so why do we continue to confess our sins later?" The reason is that we're actually going back to our baptism and asking forgiveness once again, because they were buried there. So literally, we will bury them and bring them up again to new life in Christ. Second thing, what does this say? Begin. Another, come and help me. Shouldn't sit at the front. You begin a journey of faith. It's a lifelong journey. You'll see over there we've got a font. And the reason that people have fonts at the entrance to the church is because that's the beginning of their journey of faith right through to the death and resurrection of Jesus. You begin. Now, this is so important, particularly for the mums and dads here that want to have their children baptized. You're only beginning. And one of the problems about folks who often get their children baptized is that we never see them again in church. And I say to them, no, it's just the beginning, not the ending. It would be a bit like taking a baby from here into Central Harrow, putting him on a bus at the age of, say, 3 months, and saying, "Have a nice journey home," and leaving him. You wouldn't do that, would you? So those today who are having their children baptized who are young, make sure you understand this is the beginning. They need to be in church. They need to be instructed in faith. They need to grow in faith. It's only the beginning. Very important beginning. Quickly. What does this say? Belong. Now, come on. It's a bit worrying. I'm only choosing women. Now, what do they belong to as a result of their baptism? What? The church, the communion of faith, the biggest congregation on earth that goes past, present, and future into heaven. So today, this is a wonderful thing that you belong to a whole new community. And that's particularly important, by the way, if you are somebody who really has no family. Or maybe your family are a long, long way away and you never speak to them. You might be a migrant into the UK. Maybe you haven't got a family at all. But you have now, because you now belong to the worldwide communion of faith, the communion of saints that goes back through the whole of time, into time, forever. Wow, you have a new identity. You belong. Now, as time passes, you come to believe. This is a journey of faith. I need a man. Come and help me. Claire's husband, come on. You believe. One of the most important things about Christianity is that you must grow in your understanding of the faith. A lot of people's understanding of faith is very childish. And they come to church for years. And it's almost as if they, when they come to church, they leave their brain at the door. But you must understand why you believe. Know why you believe. Why is it, for example, that I confess the creed? Do I really believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Do I really believe that there is such a thing as God? Why choose Christianity over other faiths like Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam? You must grow in faith. And one of the saddest things for me as a priest, I notice an awful lot of people have a very immature faith. So, for example, what happens? Some circumstance comes their way, like a major sickness, and they lose their faith. Or they go through perhaps financial difficulty and they lose their job, or their marriage breaks up. They lose their faith. And the reason for that is because they haven't grounded themselves deeply in the Christian faith. Their knowledge is immature. So all of us here today, particularly those that come to St. Andrew's on a regular basis, a question for you: how strong is your faith? You must grow in your belief. And that's why parents should bring their children to church, to ground them. I used to work with a lot of very smart people in a major pharmaceutical company. Some of the brightest people you could ever meet. They'd been to the best schools, top universities. They had a huge amount of money. But you know, I noticed one significant thing about them. Even though they were the brightest, sharpest people, they might have been highly intelligent with PhDs, but one thing I noticed they lacked so much was wisdom. Wisdom for life. So a dad would come to me, and he knew as I was training to be a priest, he said, "Lyndon, I need to talk to you. I just can't believe it. My son is taking cocaine. You know, I thought we'd given him everything. What am I going to do?" And the important thing about bringing your children to church is that it imparts wisdom to them. And if there's ever a time that our society and our world needs wisdom, it's now. So thank you today for those who have having their children baptized. You're imparting wisdom. And then finally, this will make some people glad. What's this one? Behave. Volunteer. Time go by. And as a result of the burial of our baptism, the children and the adults should grow in faith. They should become mature. Their character should get better. It's a bit like I say many times, go into a gymnasium and your body functions hopefully improve. You look better. And the same is true as a result of our baptism. You learn to be a better person. And year by year, to the very end of your days, to your last breath, the wonderful thing is because of your baptism, you learn to grow in character. You learn to behave. So let's go through it. Can you say it together? Baptism is about bury, begin, belong, believe, behave. Last thing. Most of all, it's a gift. One of the reasons that we baptize children is because we want to impart them something of grace of God to them. It's a gift. All they have to do is receive it. They haven't got to do anything. Just receive it. It's a gift. It's called grace. That's why we sang Amazing Grace at the beginning. £20 note. Who'd like a £20 note? Put your hands up. You would? Okay, so grace. Joyce, £20 note. All she has to do is take it, receive it. That is the same with what happens today. You keep it now. This is what happens today through our baptism. By grace, God gives us something that changes us forever. Bury, begin, belong, believe, behave.